welcome to another worldwide Godcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Kurz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice as we turn back to the Gospel of Matthew, and we'll be in verses 47 through 50 today as we turn to chapter 13. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea, which collects fish of every kind. When it is full, they haul it ashore and sit down to put what is good into buckets. What is bad, they throw away. Thus it will be at the end of the age. The angels will go out and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. So we reflect on Matthew 13, verses 47 through 50 today. It features the parable of the net, where Jesus compares the kingdom of heaven to a fishing net that gathers all kinds of fish. When the net is full, fishermen sort through the catch, keeping the good fish and throwing away the bad. This parable serves as a powerful metaphor for judgment at the end of the age, where the righteous will be separated from the wicked. In this passage, the good fish symbolize those who live according to God's teachings, embodying love, integrity, and obedience to His word. Conversely, the bad fish represent those who reject His ways, leading lives filled with selfishness and strife. The sorting process reflects the ultimate accountability we all face. Our actions and choices will determine our eternal fate. Reflecting on this parable, we must consider what kind of fish we want to be. Are we living in alignment with God's principles, actively seeking to embody His love, mercy, and righteousness? Or are we caught up in a life that disregards these values, resulting in a path that ultimately leads to destruction? This story challenges us to be mindful of our daily choices and relationships. It invites us to examine whether we are contributing to the kingdom of heaven or distancing ourselves from it through our actions and words. As we ponder these implications of this parable, I encourage you to reflect on life's trajectory. What kind of fish will you be? What one that is kept in the boat, reflecting the light of Christ, or one that is thrown away, losing the opportunity for eternal life? May we strive to be the good fish, aligning our lives with God's holy will. Amen. Join me as we reflect today in prayer. Our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. I believe You died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share You as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live Your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, our son-in-law, Mark Stern, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. We pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for our niece, Brittany, continue. We pray all of this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Kurz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Today my poem comes from Matthew 13. It's verses 47 through 50. It's a 1-2-3 stanza poem. It's titled, Good Keep, Bad Throw Away. In nets of grace, the river flows, where fishermen cast their hopes and dreams. They gather all, both high and low. In silvery gleams, the truth redeems. The good are kept in joyful hands. Their worth is known, in light they shine. While others fall on shifting sands, a call to choose, a fate divine. So ponder, friend, in waters deep, what kind of fish you will become. Will you in faith, in love, abide, or drift away, your heart undone? Amen. I'm Thomas Kurz Wiggins. It's July 31st, 2025. recording this morning at 4:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soul man in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. So what kind of fish will you be? Will you be one that's kept and honored and enjoyed? Or will you be thrown away and be given to the hogs for slop? May the Lord give you the grace to understand His will by practice, reading your Bible daily, praying unceasingly over everything you do, and proclaiming with confidence. Somebody recently asked me, where did you get your confidence from? And I simply looked at them and said, the Lord. The Lord gives us confidence to speak when we must, to act when we have to, and to share salvation for life eternal. There's where we come to understand the will of God in all things by our practice, prayer, and proclamation. You too can become Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. As we close today, it's 7:11 in Jesus' name. It's Adoration Day for me and my wife, where we go and adore the Lord and stay with Him in prayer for an hour, praying for our marriage together. In Jesus' name, we are strengthened in His name. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. May God bless you. And may you be one of the good fish that's kept in Jesus' sweet name. Amen. God bless you.